I came in and I crashed your party.
Yeah, your microphone's not working.
My mic doesn't sound
so we
got to
fix
Rexy.
Christine's microphone
because
I can't hear her. But we got the Backstreet Boys. They're in the hallway, so we're going to try to grab the guys. And don't forget, if you are coming down, your new unwrapped toy for We Are the Children, the toy drive brought to you by United Bank. So we've got the toys. We've got upgrades. And how you get the upgrades is by finding those stars. And speaking of stars,
holy there's holy AJ. Holy smokes.
Yeah, we're live.
I learned my lesson.
You remember!
Oh, all right. We've got one of the Backstreet Boys here.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Good.
Hello, AJ. I'm Gina.
Wait.
Hi. Yes, we did.
I like your glasses.
Thank you.
You have on glasses where we can see your beautiful eyes. Because
my wife and my oldest is pressuring me to start not wearing so many sunglasses so they can see. My oldest hates when I have
How old is your oldest?
She just turned six.
Okay.
Aww, my youngest is a year and a half.
Wants to see dad's eyes.
She hates sunglasses. I'm like, but it hurts my eyes.
Why does it hurt your eyes? Very sensitive.
Very sensitive. Just like ice cream. I don't like it. It's too
you don't
cold.
Like ice cream? Are you kidding me?
It hurts my teeth.
That's, wait, do you like donuts?
It's un-American.
You like donuts?
Who doesn't like
okay,
donuts?
Look,
I know.
Look at the Dunkin' Donuts right here.
Well, look, the upside is we're going to be burning some cardio tonight.
Yes.
So.
You guys can eat those.
Dang it. No, but... What kills me are the donut holes.
Yes.
I can
yes.
eat those like Pringles. It just,
I know.
It doesn't stop.
Pop them right in
and
the mouth.
And then I feel like death later.
You know, you're talking about your kids. This is my oldest right here. So and good. What I was trying to do, this is Xander. I was trying to like finagle a way to him to get to ask you one question so he could put it on his resume because he's trying to get into journalism school.
Amazing.
Okay, Xander.
They actually have a school for that?
They do, and it costs like 60 grand a year to just...
Wow.
To...
You know, it's actually not really shocking because they have schools and things for everything.
They do.
Everything.
Yes, they do.
They even have schools where you can do a master's thesis on the Backstreet Boys.
I've seen this. Fans really? Are actually sent me, or actually they've like DM'd me and asked me questions.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. They're saying, this is for my thesis. I'm like,
for sure.
Are you serious? Oh,
yes.
Like, shouldn't you pick something more like historical? Like, I don't know, Abe Lincoln? No, Backstreet Boys. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Is that the craziest thing you've heard from your fans, or is there, can something top that, that your fans have done?
I mean, look, there's, fans have done some pretty darn crazy things over the last 25 years. But
yep.
No, but now, like, what is trippy to me is to see so many fans that are now working within the industry.
Oh, wow.
Whether they work for us or they work at the magazines or they work at the radio stations, whatever the case is,
yep.
We saw them growing up. Now they actually work in the industry and we see them all the time now. If we're doing TV interviews, if we're doing radio interviews, we're like, oh my God, you were at our show back in 95 and now here you are working at the radio station.
Yes.
It's pretty nuts.
And I was back at those shows back in the
90s.
But
yeah. Who better knows us than our fans?
True.
So it's the perfect, and they're fans of all music. So that's the perfect person to hire at a magazine, at a yep. radio station. Is diehard fans.
Right.
Well, last year at this time, you came in and you made the big announcement that you were going to go on a big anniversary tour.
Yes.
This year, you're back here where you started, kind
mm-hmm.
of.
Yeah.
Is there a big announcement that you get to make here again?
Well, we are going on tour next year.
Yes, the
world
DNA
tour.
There
it's
it
world
is.
Tour.
Yes, and wait, I'm coming with you to the first one because you're going to Portugal and I'm Portuguese.
Oh, nice. Yes, that's in May.
Yep.
We kick off in Portugal and then we come to the U.S. and Canada in the summertime. And even though next year we'll be 26 years together, it's still yep. our 25th anniversary tour, but yes.
Right.
Yeah. And our brand new album comes out January 25th,
yep.
DNA, so it's crazy.
It's
all
crazy.
Finally here.
It is finally here.
And here's
here.
Kevin. By the way,
here's
we are live. We are live right now.
Hi. Hello.
I'm
How
Gina.
You guys doing? Good to see
Good.
You again.
I'm
How
Christine.
How y'all doing?
Nice
Good to see
you
y'all.
You cut your hair
I
since
did.
Last
time.
Time
I was
we are
here.
Live.
I like
down
it.
Down
yes.
right, right there. Thank
Hi,
you.
Brian. Look at your face.
Thank you.
This is crazy.
What's up, man? Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas to you guys,
How you doing?
Too.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Now, some fans actually want to know, what are your rituals for, like, the holidays? What do you guys love to do at this time?
Well, I mean, I think we have to be with our families. I mean, it's kind of a prerequisite.
Yes,
you know?
Of course it is.
I mean, you got to have hot cocoa. You got to have a fireplace. You got to have...
Do you spike the cocoa?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course.
Hot toddy.
Not just a little. I'm just saying.
Hot toddies were when I was younger, when I was
Not
sick. That's the old school NyQuil.
Eggnog.
That's exactly what that is.
Eggnog.
Hot toddies
eggnog.
Are the old school NyQuil.
Spiked eggnog?
Eggnog.
Yeah.
Hi, Howie.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Doing?
Good. How are you? Yay. Hot
you guys see what's going on behind us over here?
Yes.
Yes. Do you guys see the donuts
oh,
from Dunkin'? They have them like
wow.
with... the BSB on it. So
there's,
you guys
there's
have to
several with our names on it.
Are you guys okay with that? They branded those donuts without, I mean, are your lawyers going to get
those poor donuts got branded?
Actually, our next tour is going to be sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts.
Love it.
So we're good with that.
Now we're talking.
We're Dunkin' Dads, man. We're Dunkin' Dads now, so we're good with it.
Do you drive minivans?
Not yet.
No.
We're getting there.
Getting
we
close,
will for the right,
right?
sponsorship.
Hello!
Nick Carter.
How you
hello.
Doing?
How are
Nick
you?
Has joined us.
Nick has just joined.
We've got see all five guys.
Oh, are we got to be?
Yes. Hey.
Sorry, our sound check took a little longer than
my
expected.
God.
So.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Nicholas, I've been on a diet for a very long time, and those donuts look great.
Aren't they amazing? I'll
we'll
feed
burn
it, to
it
you.
Off in two
I'm
songs.
I'm on a diet. I can't eat them.
Two songs.
No. Nick's okay. on the pre-holiday diet.
The pre-holiday. Wait.
You pre-diet so you can load up
yes.
on the holidays. That's what we all
food.
Do, right?
I thought men lost weight really easy.
Yeah, you guys do.
You guys
not,
all are so thin.
Well,
thin.
Well
not after
thank
40.
You.
40.
Shut up. I'm 47. It sucks. I know.
Well, I'm not saying my age, but I'm close to that.
You look. You keep having donuts in the room like this, you know.
No, you can't.
We'll be the Fat Street Boys really fast.
This is her son.
Fat, yes. Fat Street's
back. Fat Street's back. All right.
Yes, and Brian.
Fat Street's back.
Fat Street's back.
No, no, I'm
Fat
just
Street
kidding.
Boys.
Yeah, we're not yet.
Speaking of sons, Brian, your son just released a country song.
Oh, my God, yes.
He's back again.
We're back again. Yes, it's called Don't Knock It. And, okay. yeah, it just came out a couple weeks ago, so we're excited.
So you're excited if all your kids go into the business?
You know, I think we're just, you know, all we can do is support our family and yep. support our kids, whether it's daughters or little boys. And, you know, we're all in different places, I think, yep. in our lives with our kids because we're in different stages. Yeah. But that's okay. I mean, we're just, you know, we're supportive dads. We want to honor and protect our family just like any other dad would. So we would do anything for our kids.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. A year ago, you guys were here. And I remember mm-hmm. you guys saying, yeah. we have a new single coming out. Did you guys think, fast forward a year, Grammy nomination?
No, we were completely surprised, pleasantly surprised.
No. Like, literally, I got woken up that morning, on Friday morning at 6:30 by my youngest.
Yep.
And I open up my phone. There's 21 text messages.
Oh, wow.
It's not even 6:30. And I'm like, oh, God, what's going on? What happened? Yeah. Something catastrophic. And I open up a...
You expect the worst.
Yeah. And I open up a group text saying, congrats on the Grammy nom. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
My wife almost dropped her coffee. It was just,
oh,
it's
no.
so amazing. So
that's
amazing.
Awesome.
I was
very flattering.
Yeah, don't yeah. drop
it
the
was
coffee.
A, it was a nice way to wake up. My wife was at the gym, uh-huh. and I was in bed.
Okay.
And she called me. She called me and woke me up. She's like, congratulations, baby. I'm like, what's going on? She's
what
like, you haven't opened your phone yet? I'm like, hey, that'd be
wait,
awesome.
Wait, so you're still friendly with your spouses then?
Oh,
I
yeah.
Swear.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, you guys, seriously.
No, but that was a nice way. I'm glad I heard it
don't
from
lie.
Her.
And you're not? I mean, oh, those look like...
Well, yeah,
you guys, it looks like she's lie. Extremely friendly.
Oh, my God. Wait, so what does this
multiple
say about me
times.
That I'm not friendly because yeah. I have no ring on my finger? What does that say about me?
You're holding out for the right one.
Yes. Yes. Your white knight has not ridden in quite yet.
No, he got lost. He's completely lost.
He's lost in the woods. Where is she? I can't find her.
I was just thinking, what are the chances that I find a man this year?
What are the chances?
Well, how pretty about you get a man? How about we do this next year?
Yes.
Well, if we're not on tour, okay. we'll do this next year and... You'll have a ring.
You think
that?
So? Yep. Oh, man, yep. you're going
to talk to Santa
himself.
Claus. Santa Claus is outside.
Yeah, I'm
going to
talk to him.
Man.
I'm going to yell at him.
I know. I'm going
to
talk to him.
Right. What if it's Santa Claus?
Good old Chris.
There's a Mrs. Claus.
But, yeah, a lot has changed in the last year, though.
Yeah, you got a haircut.
And so, I got a haircut.
That is true.
And we got a single and a second single.
Yeah.
And, yeah, things are good. And
now it's the tour.
And we have an album.
A world tour.
And we have an album and we have a world tour happening and things are good.
Are we going to hear some of the newer songs like off the album that
no.
people haven't heard maybe?
Nope.
Tonight?
No. Yeah, tonight.
Well, tonight we
are only on stage.
You're
going to
hear
hour.
You're going to hear Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Right. Okay.
And you're going to hear Chances, the brand new single.
Yep.
Yep.
And that's it.
And some classics.
Of course.
Guess what? Guess what? We've actually lengthened our set tonight just for you guys.
Yep. Get out of here, really?
We did.
Yeah, a couple more
you know,
songs.
We were
tired?
No, listen,
well,
we're
they said you only have this much time, and then they said, well, now, if you want it, you have this much time.
Yeah,
nice.
So
we're like,
thought,
we'll take it.
You know, in good faith, we had some good friends that asked us, hey,
done.
Would you play some more songs? And we were like, you know what? Okay, perfect.
That's,
so
that's real nice
yeah.
of you. I
thank
would
you
be so,
so much,
tired if I was you guys.
No, it's cool.
Like,
man.
Tired all the damn time.
Yeah.
Every day.
Well,
day.
You know.
We know it's just going to be another 25 more spins a day, so it's going to be
yeah.
all good.
Hey. Woo! Yeah.
What?
The money
plug it.
Truck pulls up.
Plug it.
Howie's doing a little bartering over there.
I like it.
I want to know what what kind of strings he pulled to get that number, that song for his son over there in the country business.
Me?
Yeah. Be honest.
I don't even have shoelaces. I don't have strings.
No, he has. It's true. He doesn't have any. No.
I mean, it comes down to, listen.
Like, opportunity meets talent.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you help someone get in the door, they have to stay there on their own merit.
Absolutely.
Listen, he's doing true country. That. I mean, we did have a number one in the country world last year, which, you know, thank God, with FGO. But I mean, it comes down to talent. It comes down to the song itself. I mean, anybody would tell you the song has to speak for itself. It has to translate to
music
fans.
First.
So that's what it is.
But I mean, he's proud.
But he's 16 and he sounds like he's like a 30-year-old man.
Wasn't he just driving last year?
Yeah, I remember that.
He was telling stories about it.
He's got his own F-150, and I thought I'd stress like putting a tour together. No, I stress. When he gets
behind the wheel.
Nick, would you get in the car with his son?
Sure. Brian's a good driver. I used to, I was like underage driving with you with your bleeding banana truck. You know, I wasn't even old enough.
It's true.
To have a driver's license. Yet, and he was driving me around. So
we taught Nick to drive.
I still can't drive a stick. I stall. It's horrible. Automatic all the way. It's okay. Not in California. Sticks in California suck. You don't want a stick in California. There's way too much traffic. Automatic's better.
But a stick shift is so much more enjoyable to drive.
Paddle shifters are really enjoyable to drive. Paddle shifters.
But you're in more control. That's the thing. You can downshift and all that stuff.
Remember, I like the steering wheel shifters.
Remember when we were recording in the Bahamas and I was the one that was elected to drive
with the lefty,
backwards?
Well, it was lefty.
Because it was backwards and I had to drive left-handed.
Who's lefty?
Ah, interesting.
Well, are you lefty? Just, I'm lefty. Brian.
No, it's the artistry. We're both brains.
Uh-huh. Okay. He's a lefty.
You know what I'm saying?
You're a lefty?
Yeah. Aww.
I ride left-handed, but I play all sports.
I did not know that.
Okay. Yeah,
he's ambidextrous.
Always dragging the marker.
Yeah. We're both like that.
He looks like a right-handed person.
Ryan
looks like a left-handed person.
And yeah, on your left.
Listen, I shoot a gun right-handed. I shoot pool right-handed. I shoot a draw right-handed.
Uh-huh. You golf lefty, though.
I golf lefty.
But you putt righty.
It's the artistry in the family.
How about baseball bat? Do you use a left-handed baseball bat?
Both. Switching.
I shoot both.
I struck out in T-ball.
I go both ways, but don't say
the ball doesn't move.
Hey, he goes both ways. He's switch-hitting.
I heard that. I gotta tell.
We did hear that.
Just based on the hat.
Come on, man.
I love the hat.
Listen, I wore this hat tonight.
I like it.
Listen,
just for you.
Hat. I wore this hat for a special fan that asked me. She DM'd me.
Yes.
DM'd you.
I was about to say DI.
Don't make me feel bad.
Is it a sad story? She lives in Buffalo. She's an amazing fan. She's my number one best fan in the world. Her name is Amber America. I'm going to call her out. She asked me to wear this hat tonight because I've been wearing it for years.
She's like, listen,
it's cold. You know, it's cold out there, so I think you should bring out...
Can we talk about the fact that she remembers that hat?
This hat should walk on its own.
This hat has seen a lot of things.
And then she knows that he still has it.
Yeah. If this hat could talk.
He could have potentially but his closet still has it. Him and Howie have the same clothes from 1998.
Yeah.
That's true.
They're the only ones in the group.
You can take that hat off and turn upside down, and it can be like a bowl.
I can. I've washed it.
You can eat cereal out of it.
Yeah, it used to be green.
It's seen better days.
Yeah, some of those Reeboks that Howie has, those are retros now. Man, these are freaking New Balance.
Get off of me, man.
Get off.
Those are senior citizen shoes.
Hey, Quiet Leonard just signed with New Balance.
Those are old man Walkman shoes.
Nick is getting ready to turn 40 in a couple years, so he's getting
ready. He's already started.
I'm turning 39 next month. That's not even close.
He's trying to get some art support. I'm sorry.
He's getting some art support going.
Those are the new Kanye geriatrics.
Man, Quiet Leonard signed a deal with these. Get away.
Guys, people are listening to this. Let's you know not
my
talk,
heels love
talk.
Me.
Yes,
no plantar fasciitis for this guy.
Old people problems. Old dirty bastards.
This interview has gone off the rails.
Yes.
He's got gout.
Yes, we're still alive.
So anyway, come on down, see us. As you can tell, we're already fired up and ready for you.
We haven't had any coffee or donuts just yet.
I'm going to get the donuts. It's all
right. Let's see what happens.
Donuts, Nick.
I think it's time for us to sign off.
I know. Your fans are ready for you guys. We're ready to watch you guys.
Thanks for having
too.
Us back again. Yeah.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays to everybody.
Everyone.
Happy New Year.
We didn't even answer any questions.
Yeah, all you got to do is ask one question and then
and
we're off.
The whole interview.
Those are the best interviews.
I'm getting a donut.
Yes, January 25th. We are backstage.
Come see you, boys.
At the Mohegan Sun. It's 96.5 TIC with the Backstreet Boys.